奉主耶稣圣名啊，继续在下午一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will continue learning the words of God in this afternoon session.
下午来谈听良牧之声。
The topic for this afternoon is "Hark, the voice of the Good Shepherd."
我们中文的赞美诗哈三九三，就是小丽今天所用的主题。
So the hymn that we sang 393 is the theme of the topic today.
他说：“听良牧之声在呼召，在旷野中夜已深沉。”
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear out in the desert, dark and drear.
他呼唤民羊，快快回头，别远离牧人，离正路。
Calling the sheep who's gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away.
表示有一些羊走迷了路。
There are some sheep who are lost.
那这个牧人正在声声的呼唤他们回头。
And the shepherd is calling for them to come back.
第二节说，谁愿与良牧同前往去寻找民羊回正路呢？
Verse 2 said, who's going to go and help this shepherd help him the wandering ones to find?
要带领他们回羊圈，领他们得享主祝福。
We'll bring the lost ones to the fold while they'll be sheltered from the cold.
他在问一个问题，谁愿意来跟这个牧人同工？
So this is a question that he's asking, who is willing to work with the shepherd?
第三节说，在旷野中或荒山里，呼救的声音何急促？
Verse 3 says, out in the desert, hear their cry, on the mountains wild and high.
听救主急切吩咐你，快寻找民羊，免耽误。
Hark, 'tis the master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep wherever they be.
那副歌说，领他们，领他们，引领民羊脱离罪恶。
And the refrain says, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin.
要领他们，领他们，引领民羊就近耶稣。
Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
就是再一次的让这些羊群跟牧人可以合在一起。
So to once again reunite these lost sheep with Jesus.
这首诗歌中文它歌词特别经过修饰，所以它其实是有押韵的。
押韵。
就是，但是押韵就是那个声音看起来就是诗歌这样子。
So they have modified this a little bit in the Chinese so that it is almost like a song.
就是有时候文字里面它其实表达了那个作者他的心情，他是就是说他可以感受到这个牧者他的期待。
So you can see the author of the songs can actually feel what the longings of the shepherd.
好，那所以我们在读圣经我们会读到许多神他的对我们人的期待。
So when we read the Bible, we see a lot of wish and the longings that God has for us.
那我们现在读诗篇二十三篇
So now let us read Psalm 23.
今天读经就是读诗篇二十三篇
This is our Bible reading chapter for the day, Psalm 23.
诗篇一共有一百五十篇。
There are 150 psalms.
诗篇二十三篇称作诗篇里面的诗篇。
Psalm 23 is a psalm among the psalms.
就是说，在这众多的诗篇里面。它的经典跟好像最闪亮的宝石一般的就是这二十三篇。
There are many, many psalms, but Psalm 23 stands out.
它很简洁那很非常精准的说出了这个羊对牧人的认识。
It's a very concise description of what.The lamp's understanding toward the shepherd.
那所以诗篇二十三篇是大卫的诗，可能是最多人会记住的诗歌。
Psalm 23 is a psalm of David, and I believe the psalm is one that most people have memorized.
就算非基督徒他们也会知道。
that even people who are not Christians know the psalm.
在读英文文学的人他们基本上都会读这一篇诗。
In fact, when you study the English, you would probably read the psalm.
所以这一首诗歌这个三千年前写成到现在，你看多少人被感动，然后也多少人的生命因此改变。
This psalm was written 3,000 years ago, but look at how many people were moved by the psalm and probably have their life changed because from reading the psalm.
我们弟兄姐妹当中有许多人他们所经历的人生的旅程，就像这一首诗歌所说的一样。
There are many brothers and sisters who feel that their life is reflected in the psalm.
那最后都有一个共同的结论，就是说，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，但是我也不怕遭害。
And their conclusion is that even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, but I wouldn't fear no evil.
因为有主同在。
Because we have the Lord with us.
主的杖、主的竿都会安慰我们。
That His staff, the Lord's staff and the rod will comfort us.
那这一篇诗篇我们应该都很熟悉的。
I believe that we're all very familiar with this psalm.
那这是大卫对神的体认。
This is David's understanding and feelings toward God.
那大卫称作合神心意的王。
And we know David is a man that is after God's heart.
他所认识的王，他所认识的主是他的牧者。
And that the king and the God that he knows is a shepherd.
那所以以一个羊的角度，就是说他是被带领的一个角度，他去认识带领他的这个牧者。
So he's speaking from the role of the sheep that he's being led by the shepherd.
好，今天我们对拯救我们的主，就是我们的救赎主，我们有这样的认识吗？
And do we have this type of understanding toward our Savior, the Savior who saves us?
期待我们在读圣经在这个信仰的旅程当中，我们对救主耶稣基督有更深入的认识。
And as we walk along this journey in our faith, do we have a deeper understanding toward Jesus?
当我们有更认识以后，我们的生命会跟着改变的。
For if we have a deeper understanding of him, then our lives will change.
我们不会觉得他对我们所说的话是无理的要求。
We will not feel that these are meaningless requests that he has of us.
我们最后绝对不会成为迷羊走迷的路了。
And most importantly, we will never become these sheep who went astray.
而是会紧紧地把这个牧人抓住跟随他不会放。
But that we will grab hold of the shepherd even more tightly, refusing to let him go.
因为知道说我们如果离了这个牧人，我们必死无疑。
Because we will know that if we leave the shepherd, then we will face death.
圣经很巧妙的用羊跟牧人这样的一个关系来说明我们今天跟主耶稣基督的关系。
The Bible very correctly describes and using the relationship between a lamb and the shepherd to describe the relationship between us and God.
我们现在就是要想一想说，为什么圣经它用羊特别用羊来描述我们今天在跟随耶稣的人。
And we have to think, why do they pick lamb to describe us following Jesus?
你看我们今天对这些动物自然界这些动物的习性我们现在的了解观察到的比过去30年前更深入很多很多很广。
Our understanding of animals is actually much better and much deeper than even 30 or 40 years ago.
现在有许多人他们科技很发达，他们现在把那个摄影机装在那个动物的身上啊。
Their scientific advances is very high, so you can even put a hidden camera on these animals.
所以有人他把那个老鹰抓了之后，把他的摄影机装在他的头上面了。
So they will, for example, capture an eagle and put a little camera on top of his head.
然后那个老鹰飞去哪里，他那个摄影机就跟到哪里，就看到那个老鹰看到那个角度。
So wherever the eagle flies, the camera captures the angle and what the eagle sees.
那甚至有人他做那个假的松鼠，就放在那个草地上啊。
Some people even create a fake squirrel and put it on the ground.
对啊，但是那个不是 fake， 那个是里面是人造的啦， 人造的那个 那个松鼠啦。
Oh, it's a man-made one.
那它里面是有摄影机的啊，有可以记录声音的。
And it actually has audio and video recording.
然后他就记录那个看那个松鼠哈、哦，他们是怎么互动，他们是怎么跟这个看到这一只松鼠的时候，他们什么表现，他就把它通记录起来了。
And it records how the squirrels interact and play, and live with each other.
反正现在好多新奇的东西都是打开了我们的眼界，看我们以前看不到的。过去的祖先他们看不到，现在那个动物的很多的那个习性，我们都看到了。
So, it just shows that how advanced technology is that we are able to see the wildlife and nature, in ways that was not, doable before.
你看，这个摄影机可以带到其他的星球去照它那个地形了哈，现在那个摄影机也带到鸟啦、动物啦、海底啦，什么地方你都用摄影机可以看到那个我们以前看不到的。
For example, we can send the camera up to the planets and the stars, but now we can also have the camera attached to these animals. We could see the birds of the air or the animals in the sea.
我们现在越了解动物，你就发现说每一个动物它都有它的那个求生的本能。
And so then we can see that each animal have their own special characteristics.
哦，那反正动物它要活下去哈，它如果没有，我们现在常常说没有两三把刷子哈，它碰到那个野兽就死了。
So these animals don't have their special characteristics, let's say the claws or whatever talons. Then when they meet a predator, they would die.
哦，但是你注意看，唯独那个羊哦，那个绵羊哈。他真的没有什么可以保护他自己的。
But if we look at the lamb, we will see that he has nothing that can protect himself.
哦，那个羊真的是靠牧人在保护而已。
That the lamb has to rely solely on the shepherd.
如果那个羊哦，我们现在不是讲山羊啊，山羊还有角哈，它还会触人哦。那个绵羊真的是什么都没有。
And I'm talking about the sheep lamb, not the mountain goat, which has a horn that can, you know, bring
us. 那个羊如果没有牧人在带领它、保护它，这只羊走迷的路必死。
If a lamb does not have a shepherd next to him, then he would die.
哦，那个山羊也许还可以活、哦。
Perhaps a mountain goat can still live.
那个绵羊哦，你不要说什么，光是那个毛一直长到最后，它就被压死了。
Even the sheep, if you don't shear its wool, the wool will cover the body until he dies.
然后它那个毛啊，长到让你那眼睛都看不到啊。
In fact, the wool would even grow and cover their eyes so that they're no longer able to see.
那个绵羊真的是100%就依赖那个牧人才有办法活。
So you see that these sheep rely 100% on the shepherd in order to live.
特别是如果遇到危险，有野兽要攻击它的时候。
And especially so when a beast is about to attack.
那圣经像现在用我们人属神的人，就像绵羊一样。
So now the Bible is describing us humans like these sheep.
我们完全好像没有抵抗力了。
It seems like we are defenseless.
对那个仇敌要来吞噬的那个野兽，完全是束手无策的。
We have nothing to protect us against the predators and enemies.
真的需要这个牧人。
We need the shepherd.
我们现在有时候对这些我们的知识增长以后，我们有时候要回去想说，为什么圣经特别用这样的一个关系来描述我们今天对神应该有的信赖。
So now we have more advanced understanding of the world around us. We have to reflect and think, why is the Bible describing us in such a way?
难怪那个箴言第三章说哈。
That is why in Proverbs 3 it says.
箴言第三章。第五节
Verse 5，
他特别强调说你要专心仰赖主，不可以依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding。
如果我们今天会想要依赖自己的能力去做什么事，最后一定失败的。
If we lean upon only our own abilities, then we will result in failure。
我们以为我们是什么东西，其实最后我们什么都不是东西。
We feel like we are something, but in an end, we will realize that we are nothing.
但是如果懂得在第六节说在一切所行的事上都认定主，那他就会指引我们的路。
But if in verse 6, in all our ways we acknowledge him, then he will make our path straight.
就是这个牧人他一定会 引导我们走那个正确的平安的路。
We will see that the shepherd will lead us on the correct and the safe path.
第七节就说，你不要自以为有智慧哦，要敬畏主，远离恶事。
Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
其实我们今天如果跟随这个牧人，绝对是远离恶的。
If we follow the shepherd, then we will stay far away from evil.
因为这个牧人是好牧人。
For this is a good shepherd.
他绝对不会给他的羊群任何坏的东西的。
He will not give anything evil to his sheep.
他尽力的一定要保护，把那最好的给他们。
He will protect the sheep and give them the best.
那我们这个我们的救主耶稣基督，他在约翰福音第十章，他特别说：“我就是好牧人。”
And our Lord Jesus Christ especially says in John 10 that He is a good shepherd.
那他的表现其实跟大卫在二十三篇所说的就是一致的。
And actually, is very similar to the shepherd that he describes. Very similar to the one described in Psalm 23.
大卫这一篇诗篇绝对不是他自己说那个、哦、那个。腹中墨水，满腹墨水，这样子写出来的这个人间的佳作而已。
David is just the Psalm of David was just not written, let's say, in the middle of night, like an author.
这是圣灵的感动所特别写下的这个要描述我们的救主的这个预言。
We could see that it's specially written when he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and it's like a prophecy about the Lord Jesus.
所以在诗篇里面呢，充满有关于基督的预言的。
So Psalm is full of references to the Lord Jesus.
有时候我们如果只是从一般的文学角度看，哦，对啊，这个人他观察得很入微。
If we just study a lot of literature, then we'll say yes, he.
但其实这个是大卫他一生对主，就是这位神他的体认，他的了解。
We will say, yes, he wrote well, but actually, David, this is his lifelong understanding of Jesus.
是他用生命去体验的，最后他也在圣灵感动底下预言的将来的大牧人是这样子。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit, and this was how he felt that this is what the future Savior will be like.
大卫本身也是牧人啊。
David himself is a shepherd.
他本身也是要成为一个，他也是要扮演一个好牧人的角色啊。
And he also want to be the role of a good shepherd.
但是人绝对做不到这么完美。
But man can never be so perfect.
因为他这里面所描述的已经是超越人的那个能力了。
What he has described here is beyond the abilities of man.
是神才有可能的。
It is only possible with God.
二十三篇第一节说：“主就是我的牧人，我必不致缺乏。”
23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
这就是今天你看我们的生命有一个牧者在攻击我们。
So you see,
带领我们的。
In our lives, we have the shepherd who's guiding us.
我们今天是有牧人的羊呢。
We are sheep that have a shepherd.
就是我们有人在引导我们的，我们不是自己单独的。
Meaning that there is someone who's leading us. We are not alone.
那他是很肯定的说，我绝对不会缺乏。
And he says very certain in a certain voice, I shall not be in want.
表示说他很知道这个牧人他会做什么。
That he is very sure what the shepherd will do.
最宝贵的就是他一定是爱他的羊。
And that he is very sure that he will love his sheep.
不会让他落到缺乏的地步。
That he will not let him in a place where he's lacking.
所以最后是这个牧人他知道什么时候要给他什么东西。
The shepherd knows what to give him, when to give it to him.
所以有人哈，如果今天我们是归属于某一就是什么？我们说我们归属哪一个人所有的，这个是一种福气啊。
So it is actually a blessing to say what we.
啊，就是说我们是有谁在管理我们的。
Oh, it's actually a blessing to say that someone is taking care of us.
就好像说，今天如果你的政府本身是很关心他的国民的
，For example,
那个国民就觉得很幸福啊。
If we live in a government where the government takes care of the people, then the people feel very fortunate.
对不对？但是如果那个政府是不管那个百姓死活的，那个百姓就惨了。
But if the government doesn't really care if the people live or die, then it's very it's a disaster for those people there.
啊，大家众人都会看嘛，哇，这个政府，这个百姓啊，这么有福，他们政府这么好，很多人都想要去啊。
And other people will say, "Wow, this government takes care of people so well, then they would want to move there."
我们人都是这样子的，会搬迁的。
It's a man. It's just like this.
所以你看，有些人他们拼老命想要来这里啊。
So you see, there are some people who spent their life trying to come here.
因为他觉得这里的政府他比较关心人的生命。
Because they would feel that this government cares more for its people.
有制度。
There is freedom.
那 有制度，就是有一个 系统要照顾百姓。
There's a system to take care of.
那那个掌权人不是这样，只是为自己的好处，然后这样子屠杀百姓的。
The government is just not doing its own agenda and not caring about people.
然后又允许人可以发挥他的潜能去发展。自由的发展。
And then it will allow the people to grow in their own way.
所以很多人都是就是一直往这样的一个他们觉得很幸福的地方迁移的。
So a lot of people would follow and try to go to this place.
那一样啊，今天我们你看在世上，我们的灵魂事实上需要有一个领导者。
And likewise, in our spiritual life, we need a leader.
我们的生命到底在跟从谁啊？
Who are we following in our lives?
今天我们今天，你看一般的人哦，跟从什么？跟从社会上的潮流。
What do most people follow? They follow the trends of the world.
所以，看看大众人做什么，他就跟着做什么了。
So whatever other people do, they do also.
但是我们今天，如果像这里所说，我们认识这位天地的神，就是我的牧者，他是引导我的，我归属他。
However, if we recognize the Lord is my shepherd and I follow my shepherd.
我就把他抓住，我就把他紧紧的跟随他了。
I would grab hold tightly of my shepherd and follow him wherever he goes.
我可以很放心啊。
That I can be very relaxed.
就好像说，他就是反正他一定会照顾属他的人。
Because we will know that the shepherd would take care of his own.
那这个就在内心上就会觉得很轻松了。
And you will feel more restful in your inner heart.
我们人有时候会有重担，就是觉得担子我们放不下来，不放心呐。
Sometimes we feel we have burdens in our heart because we can't let the burdens go.
今天地上的政府国度再怎么好，你看我们都会担心，我们都不会完全放心。
No matter how great the world is and how great the government is, I think we can never have a totally restful heart.
就好像我们总会担心说，万一怎么样啊？
We were always worried, what if this happened?
你看政府很有钱，但是有一天政府如果破产，没有钱呢？
For example, the government has a lot of money now, but what if one day they go broke?
那等到我老的时候，哇，政府破产没钱，那我怎么过日子啊？
And what if the government goes broke right when I'm old, and then how do I live my life?
所以啊，有时候。有时候如果想太多，我们 会睡不着觉的。
If we think about these too much, it would lead to insomnia.
就是一般的人，他们如果没有主可以靠，他们一定会睡不着觉的。
People who have no God to rely on, they would have problems sleeping.
但是这种情况不应该发生在我们今天主耶稣基督的这个这些群羊身上。
But these type of situations should not be happening to God's people.
因为我们有一个最好的牧者在带领我们的。
Because we have the best shepherd who is guiding us.
他说我必不致缺乏。
And that we will not be in want.
这包括物质上的，包括心灵上的。
It covers both the physical and the spiritual.
那个包括我们这个生命的安全感的问题。
It also covers our life, our life.
这个牧人会做什么？
What?
他为什么这么肯定？
Can this shepherd do? Why are we so sure?
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安息的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
意思是说，他会提供给我食物。
He will give me food.
他给我饮水。
He will give me water.
他会保护我在这个躺卧的时候不会有这个野兽来攻击的。
He will protect me in the safety place and that no predators would attack me.
你看。那个动物有时候去喝水哈，都冒生命危险嘛。
Sometimes we see animals risk their lives when they drink at the watering hole.
因为那个水里面如果有鳄鱼哈，那个去喝水的那个动物就死了，可能就没了。
There might be alligators hiding there that eat any animal who try to drink at the hole.
所以可对啊，可以有水边可以喝水，但是如果水里面如果充满危险的话，你躺在那边刚好没命。
So rivers give you water to drink, but if there's danger in the river, then you will lose your life.
所以你看那个大部分那个动物哈，他们都是要喝水的时候跑去喝一下，喝完之后赶快跑。
So if you look at these animals in the wild, when they're thirsty, they run to the river, they drink quickly, and they run away.
他要去躲在他认为比较好的、比较安全、隐秘的地方啊。
They want to hide in a place they feel is safer.
躺在水边，人家看得都看得到啊。
If they lie beside the riverbank, everyone would see.
所以。 他说他领我到可安息的水边，你可以在那边躺卧休息的，不用担心。
But here it says that you can be led and you can lie down in these quiet waters.
这就是安全感。
You are safe.
那有一个牧人在帮你看着，你都不用担心的。
And there's a shepherd who's watching over you, so you do not need to worry.
所以有食物，有饮水，又有安全。
So you see, there's food, there's water, and there's safety.
第三节说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
就是说，他让我的心眼明亮的。
He lets my soul be renewed.
好，就是说让我的心可以醒过来，就是所以不是沉睡的。
My heart
常常都是警醒的。
Can wake up, or not in a deep sleep.
那我们今天如果那个心眼是昏暗的哈，然后常常是沉睡状态的哈。真的是你如果就算有危险，你都跑不掉。
If our heart is in slumber, and even if there's danger, you can't run away.
我们今天如果灵魂不是苏醒的，我们犯的错可能都无知。
If our spiritual life is not awake, then we probably wouldn't even know when we commit a sin.
我们早上谈到那个第十九篇的说，第十二节哈。
Chapter 19, verse 12.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？谁能赦免我隐而未现的过啊？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults.
好，我们有时候隐而未现，就是说，可能是我们内心想，我们都还没有做出来的，但是这个你去想，本身就是一种错，一种罪恶了。
Sometimes there's a thought that we think, that we have a thought and we haven't even done the action yet, but the thought itself is a sin.
隐而未现，当然有时候是别人看不到，我们自己知道。
It's hidden, other people can't see it, but we know it.
哦，那有时候甚至我们自己潜意识里面的，我们自己可能还没有察觉。
And perhaps sometimes we don't even know that this is wrong.
但是反正这样的一个罪，最后一定会被显露，会显明出来的。
But at the end, our faults will be revealed.
所以隐而未现，只是时候还没有到而已，它最后一定会现。
Hidden faults means it's hidden now, but it will be revealed in the future.
就好像我们真心想，你去想，然后最后一定会有一个行动。
Just like when we have a thought and we keep thinking it over and over and over again, at the end we'll have some actions.
那有行动出来，就是一个事实了。
And then this action will lead to our error.
所以他说，谁能够知道自己的错呢？那但是愿你赦免，就是说我的这个，就算别人不知道，或者是我自己都还没有发现的，我这些不应该有的想法，主啊，求你赦免我。
So here it says, who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults, and this could be faults you don't know you have, or that other people don't know.
那这个叫做灵魂苏醒。
So this is about awakening your spiritual life.
就是说他不是在沉睡的。
That you are not no longer sleeping.
他就是对错很清楚。
That you're very clear on what is sin.
那这个错的对错的标准，这个就是神说的话，神的律法。
You're very clear on what is an error based on the law of God.
所以我们今天灵魂苏醒，表示说，我们对神所说的，我们可以了解，我们愿意顺服去做。
So when our spirit is awake, then we understand God and we're willing to do what He says.
那这主这个牧人一定会让我们明白的。
And the shepherd will allow us to understand.
然后他让我灵魂苏醒，接下去我就愿意走在他的路上，所以为自己的名引导我走义路，正确的道路。
He will awaken our spirit so that we can walk on the correct path, the path of righteousness.
那他要引导我们，那我们要愿意跟随啊。
He is willing to guide us, and who are we following?
他说为自己的名，就是今天你看属于他的羊，那个他的名本身就是好像一个标志，你看这一群人好像都是写的这个牧者的那个名字在上面一样。
So we're following for his name's sake. So his name is like a banner, then all his sheep are following it.
我们今天主耶稣的人，我们看我们的额上都有一个记号。
Those of us that belong to Jesus, we have a mark on our forehead.
那个主哈，我们的牧者也都认识谁是他的羊。
And the Lord Jesus knows which ones are His sheep.
今天我们受洗归入耶稣基督，我们领受圣灵，就好像额头都被放了一个印记一样的，属主的人。
Today, after we've been baptized and received the Holy Spirit, we have a mark on our forehead, letting people know that we belong to Jesus.
所以我们的一举一动跟他的 荣耀都有关系啊。
So all our actions have to do with His glory.
哦，所以我们不能够说我就是我，我想做什么事，别人没关。
So we can't say I am me and I can do whatever I want and it has no concern with other people.
不行，我们今天所做的每一件事情，其实都跟耶稣有关系的。
We cannot, for every action of ours is related to Jesus.
我们最后如果不愿意跟从这个牧者走偏的路哈。
If we in the, at the end refuse to follow the shepherd and walk our own path,
最后我们所做出的行为，那个别人一定把它归咎到主的那个账头上。
And our actions, people would put those actions on Jesus.
因为我们是属耶稣的啊。
Because we belong to Jesus.
我们的好的，别人可能看不到，但是我们的坏，他们一定说啊，这个就是你怎么信耶稣信成这个样子。
Our good, perhaps they do not see, but our bad, they will say, "Oh, how come you believe in Jesus and you're like this?"
然后最后就把这样我们的错失，本来我们是我们自己的过犯，结果就让主耶稣的名被羞辱，去扛了这个罪。
And our faults is our own, but now our faults is tarnishing the name of Jesus.
所以你看，今天主他其实很在意他的荣耀了。就是说他本来就应该被荣耀的。
So the Lord Jesus is supposed to be glorified.
所以他这个名字是来拯救有能力的。
This name has power that can save people.
他要引导我们走义路。
It can lead us in the path of righteousness.
这条义路是通往永生的道路的。
This path of righteousness leads to eternal life.
是可以做见证的路。
It is a path of testimony.
在这里能够得到平安的。
In this path, you can receive peace.
好，那我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
有神的同在，就算在患难当中有平安呢。
If the Lord is with us, we will have peace even in the midst of trouble.
好，那这里啊，第四节好像看起来是因为他用主词是我哈，好像是。我自己去走，我走到了那个死荫的幽谷里面去的。
Here in verse 4, it used the pronoun I, so it seems like I walked through the valley of shadow myself.
就好像可能有时候我们可能会误入歧途哦，就是说我们可能会走岔路哦。
Sometimes perhaps we will walk the wrong path.
哦，但是他说主他最后也一定会把我们引回了。
But it says that the Lord Jesus at the end will guide us.
他用他的杖，他的竿，把我们勾回来。
He will use his rod and his staff to lure us, to beat us back.
也就是说，在这个险境当中，这个牧人他会去寻找，然后去带领保护。
So in this situation, the shepherd would go and search for his sheep, protect them and guide them back.
然后他说，这个牧人用他的杖，他的竿来安慰我。
The shepherd will use the rod and the staff to comfort.
表示说这个杖这个杆啊，这个杖有时候是要责打的啊。
The rod is used to hit.
那个杆哦，就是你如果走错路，要把你拉回来的。
The staff is to pull you back when you walk on the wrong road.
所以那个牧人不会任凭那个羊啊，就走出去，一定要把它引回来。
So the shepherd would not allow his sheep to walk on the wrong path, but would get them back.
那这个就好像我们今天在信仰里面的，有时候起起伏伏就是这样子。
And this actually very accurately describes the way we are in our spiritual life.
但是主他一定会照顾，会安慰我们。
But you see, the Lord Jesus would take care of us and would comfort us.
那你看第五节说，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
表示说，会遇到。会遇到那个危险是仇敌来攻击的时候。
Sometimes you will meet with danger, and the danger comes from the enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，这个筵席就是得胜的筵席的。
But you will prepare a table. This is like a victory.
好，所以就算敌人当前，我都可以有胜利。
That even in front of my enemies, we will have victory. We will be victorious.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
这个就是，你看，在敌人面前你不会上胆，你会得到勇气的。
That you would have a courage, when you are facing your enemies.
那有筵席，你就得到力量啊。
You will have bravery. You will have energy.
就是说，我们会再次的得到宝足，重新得力。
that we will be preserved and we will be renewed our strength once more.
用油膏了我的头。
The anoint my head with oil.
那这个就是一种身份呢。
This is a status.
让我的福杯满溢。你看接下去那个恩典更多了。
My cup would overflow, meaning that we have even more grace.
所以遇到了这个挑战哦，征战之后得胜了以后，恩典更大。
So after you meet your enemies and you're victorious, you'll have even greater blessings.
福杯满溢，这个就是神有时候用患难哦，来熬炼我们，最后家庭更大的祝福。
So sometimes God have us meet with trials and tribulations, so that our blessings will become even greater afterwards.
然后我一生一世一定有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
然后我要住在神的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
你看住在神的殿里面就是属主的人，他可以瞻仰神的荣美，然后可以求问他。
Those who dwell in the house of the Lord belong to the Lord and can inquire after the Lord.
就是可以看到神的荣耀。
Meaning that you can see the glory of God.
那也说明是跟神永远同在的。
Meaning that you will dwell with God forever.
所以这一篇诗篇是整个大卫信仰生命的写照。
So this psalm describes the life of David.
就是他很清楚他跟神之间的关系，神是怎么来引导他整个生命的。
He's very clear on his relationship with God and how God has guided him.
所以这里我们看到说，其实我们要想到我今天是主的羊，那我的牧人是这样，那我是怎么样来回应我的这个好的牧人。
So now we have to think that we are the sheep and this is our shepherd who has treated us so nicely and how do we repay him back?
主耶稣说他是好牧人。
For Jesus said he is a good shepherd.
看一下约翰福音第十章。
Let's look at John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
第十四节，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
他是愿意舍命的了哈。
This shepherd is willing to lay down his life.
那有这样的好牧人为羊舍命，这个羊一定平安。
So the shepherd is willing to lay down his life so that the sheep have peace.
那这个好牧人他说我认识我的羊。
This good shepherd also said, I know my sheep.
这没有问题。就是说这个对牧人来说没有问题。
This is no problem for the shepherd.
那但是我的羊也认识我。
But it continues to say, my sheep know me.
那现在就是我们今天是主的羊，我们是真的认识我们的牧者，认识得很深刻。
So now we are the Lord's sheep, but do we know the Lord? Do we really know him?Deeply.
有时候不见得我们会认识他。
Not always.
如果我们没有去学，我们就可能会被骗了。
If we do not learn, then we might be deceived.
就好像那个第十章一开头，他讲那个有人来了，他叫羊的声音。
Just like in chapter 10 of John, verse 1, there's a man who.
第三节说。
Verse 3, it says.
看门的给他开门，就是有人来了，就是有人开门的嘛，然后这个。羊就听那个牧人的声音。
The man comes, he opens the gate and calls, and the sheep follows the shepherd's voice.
所以那个牧人会出声音叫那个羊。
So you see the shepherd would call out to the sheep.
那这个羊要仔细听他那个声音牧人的声音。
And the sheep has to listen very carefully to see if it's the shepherd's voice.
当然，如果是好牧人，他知道他的羊，他按他的名字叫他。
And if it's a good shepherd, the good shepherd would actually call each sheep by its name.
那但是我们要分辨，要听清楚了哈。
But our ears should be able to differentiate between the different voices.
因为有时候我们人的声音哦，当然其实每个人声音都特殊的，但是有时候听起来很像，如果没有仔细听的话，很像的。
Our voices are different, but sometimes some people's voices are very similar to each other, and you have to listen carefully.
有时候同一家人哈。妈妈、女儿、儿子跟父亲哦，要声音很像，那打电话不仔细听，听错。
For example, a mother and daughter or a father and son might have very similar voices. So when you call the house, you have to listen carefully to, otherwise you might mistake them.
所以常常有时候那个儿子可以 他的声音人家听成是父亲的声音啊。
So sometimes a son will answer the phone and it sounds like the father.
哦，那这个时候，其实如果有仔细的人就可以知道说，其实有差别的，不会搞错的。
But someone who listens very carefully can distinguish between the voice and will not call them by the wrong name.
那我们知道那个魔鬼是有时候会装作光明的天使啊，哈。
We know that the devil can masquerade as an angel of light.
那他会像那个狼，但是披上 羊的皮嘛。
He'll be like a wolf in a sheep's clothing.
外表他也会假装啊。
Outwardly, he can pretend.
那声音他也可以假装嘛。
And he can also disguise his voice.
好，那所以当假装的声音，如果我们没有仔细听哦，你可能就受当上当了。
So if we do not listen carefully, we might be deceived by his voice.
所以魔鬼哈，他有时候很狡猾在这里。
So you see, the devil is very tricky.
用各种不同的方法，就是要迷惑，然后要把这个属神的羊把它偷走的。
He used all sorts of tricks to deceive and to steal the lamb of God.
但是其实我们如果常常去熟悉啊，跟神建立关系，熟悉主的声音，他的心。我们会可以容易分辨，我们可以听得出来的。
However, if we frequently spend time to listen to God's voice and to understand Him, then we can distinguish between God's voice and devil's voice.
主他来到世上的目的就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
For the purpose of God to come to earth is to save mankind.
然后他说他要给羊生命，给他们丰盛的生命。
And He said He will give these sheep an abundant life.
这是第十节，约翰福音十章十节说的。
This is written in John 10:10.
我来了，要叫羊得生命，而且得了更丰盛的。
I have come that they might have life and have it to the full.
所以他来要赐给我们永生。
So he comes to give us eternal life.
他来要成为我们的牧者，要让我们可以跟随。
He comes to become a good shepherd so that we can follow him.
那这个牧人，你看主他的那个他的表现哈，在圣经里面描述的很清楚，从他的整个心到他的嘴巴说的话，到他走的路所做的事，每一件事情都写得很清楚了。
And the Bible very clearly describes the thoughts, the words, and the actions of Jesus.
主耶稣他的心充满慈悲怜悯。
For the Lord's heart is full of love and humility.
好，那所以因为他的心是这样子，是慈悲怜悯的，所以他的嘴巴所说出来的话就是恩言。
So he's full of compassion and love and humility, so that his words are full of love.
他嘴巴所说出的话就是要来帮助我们的。
His words are to help other people.
如果我们看那个约翰福音十四章
，If we look at John chapter 14,
第一节
，verse 1,
他看到那个门徒忧愁的时候，他说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也要信我。”
When he sees that his disciples were troubled, he says, verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me.
其实因为约翰福音十三章前面一段就已经说主耶稣已经预言他自己要被抓去钉十字架了。
Because in John 13, Jesus already predicted that he will be crucified on the cross.
那当然彼得他拍胸脯说他一定会跟着主。
And Peter start saying, "No, I will follow Jesus to the end."
但是主其实已经看到彼得即将要否认他三次了。
But Jesus already saw that Peter would deny him three times.
那主耶稣已经说他要去的地方，门徒现在是不能跟着去。
And he already said that the place I'm going, you cannot follow.
接下去他们可能会有一段时间看不到主。
That's for a period of time they would not be able to see Jesus.
那主，你看，他就说你们心里不要忧愁。
And then he goes on to say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
那我去要为你们预备地方去，我预备好就来带你们到我那边去了。
That I'm going to prepare a house room for you, and then after it's prepared, I will come and take you there.
你看这个主耶稣所讲出来的话都是安慰的话了哈。
You see that the words that Jesus spoke are all words of comfort.
教导他们真理，就是说你要给他们一个很明确的一个盼望，然后知道说他。一定让说他一定会再来接门徒到他那边去。
And that he gave them a very specific hope that he would indeed come back and take them to that place.
那条路你们知道。
And you know that road.
好，所以这个就是 你看他的那个心里面是柔和谦卑，是怜悯的人，他讲出的话就是安慰、
鼓励。How compassionate and humble he is, and that the words he speaks are full of comfort and encouragement.
那个牧人的那主是那个眼睛看的就是那个、啊、这些羊群、啊、你看他来到他跟前的人，主说他们好像那个没有牧人的羊群可怜，所以他就讲道理给他们听了。
For when Jesus described the crowds, he said they're like sheep without shepherds, and he spoke words to encourage them.
就算他自己很忙，他都顾不得吃饭，要把那个道理讲给他们，让心灵满足。
Even though he's so busy that he was unable to eat, he still took the time to give them sermons.
那他的耳朵是听他的百姓的呼求的。
For his ears, listen to the pleas of his people.
啊，所以如果你看有人呼求主祷告，主就听。
So if you see when someone cries out to the Lord hears.
那主耶稣那个手，你看他的手，就是去扶持那个软弱的，甚至去接触那个不洁净的、长大麻风的。
And you see his hand reaches out to help the needy and even touch those with leprosy.
那他的脚就走到那个有需要他的地方去了。
And his feet walks toward those who need him.
啊，那主耶稣的脚，你看走到，你看安息的时候走进会堂。
So you see on Sabbath he walks toward the temple.
啊，然后走到那个圣殿去。
He walks toward the holy place.
他走到那个需要帮助人的家里去了。
He walks toward houses of people who need his help.
那这个都是这个好牧人呢、啊，我们的主耶稣基督。
You see that this is a good shepherd.
那他现在其实要引导我们，最后是要得永生。他把这群羊，最后是要让他们得到丰盛的生命，永远的生命。
And he leads us because he wants us to have eternal life.
那我们知道主他又很有智慧。
We know Jesus Christ has is full of wisdom.
所以我们的这个好牧人、哦、他是有智慧的。
So our good shepherd is very wise.
他一定是在前面走。
He walks in front of us.
所以那个羊、哦、他一定是要看牧人，牧人走哪里他就跟去哪里。
So the sheep looks for the shepherd and follow the shepherd wherever he goes.
好牧人一定走在前面呢、啊。
A good shepherd walks in the front.
他不是在后面喊呢、啊，喊没有用的。
He is not in the back, yelling, pushing them to go.
所以我们今天呢、哦，你看在带领在做带领工作人，你最后一定是要走在前面的。
So those who are leaders, have to walk in the front.
你从家里面，你像家长做父亲的，一定要先做榜样。
For example, if you're in the household, the father of the household walks in the front.
啊，到教会里面的这些带领的负责人也是要做榜样的。
And those who are board members in church should set an example in service.
我们如果要做什么事情，一定要做牧者的要先做。
So whatever we do, we have to be like the shepherd. We set an example first.
那这样子，那个羊就跟随了。
So that the sheep will follow behind.
所以走在前面。
So we need to walk in the front.
在圣经里面，主耶稣的门徒做的非常彻底，特别是保罗。
And this is very clearly described, especially by Paul.
哦，你看，他说你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
Paul says, follow my example as I have followed Lord Jesus.
因为他就是跟随主耶稣基督的。
Because he followed Lord Jesus.
好，所以用引导的方式。
So we have to lead by example.
那在这个诗篇二十三篇里面、哦、他要提到这个你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Psalm 23 says your rod and your staff they comfort me.
就是说有时候我们走岔路、哦、需要被挽回，需要被修正。
So sometimes we may walk on the wrong road and we need to be taught not to walk there.
我们今天这个社会教育底下有一个危机，就是、哦、有时候他听不进去别人的劝告。
Sometimes there's this thing is that we do not listen in or heed the other people's advice.
就是有时候听不下去人家责备的话语了。
That we cannot heed other people's words of rebuke.
就是比较严厉的话，我们都会觉得说，哦，怎么可以这样讲？
If their words are a little bit harsher, we will say, oh, why is he speaking?
我们也很习惯要听到赞美的话。
We're very used to hearing words of praise.
但是有时候，圣经说有时候那个愚蒙哦，愚顽蒙住我们的心的时候，那个 圣经说用杖责打他就会醒悟哦。
So it says sometimes if we are confused, we're foolish. You have to use a rod to beat him to conscience.
我们从小其实有时候如果让孩子都一直培养在这个都是在被赞美的环境底下，有时候他听不了那个严厉的话语了。
For example, our children, if we only praise him all the time while he's growing up, then he cannot take any words of rebuke.
但其实我们没有完，我们不是完美的。
But none of us are all perfect.
因为有时候我们会做错事，要需要被管教。
Sometimes we will do something that's wrong, and we need to be corrected.
思想或是行为的偏差需要被纠正的。
If our thoughts and our actions are wrong, we need to be corrected.
那这个时候，这个牧者他是要下得了手啊。
So the shepherd has to lay down his hand.
你看他是要把他用杖把他打回来吗？
He has to use his rod to get them back into place.
有的用打的，有的用勾回来的，就是说有不同的方法，但是一定要把他引导修正回来就对了。
Sometimes they beat them back in place. Sometimes they use to hook them back. But either way, they need to come back.
就是要把他挽回了。
You need to turn them back.
而不是把他丢掉。
You don't just let them go.
那这个就是我们今天主耶稣基督他所留下的榜样啊。
And this is the example that Jesus has left down for us.
那我们做羊的，我们要有一个本分，就是我们要愿意听他的话。
So as sheep, our duty is that we need to listen to his voice.
你看，我们如果听这个牧者的声音
，If we listen to the voice of the shepherd,
那就好像那个以色列百姓如果走迷路以后，他们做错事哦。神就派那个先知日夜不停的 去警告，要他们回转。
Just like the Israelites of old, when they were going astray, God sent prophets to admonish them day and night.
但是有时候百姓他们就不听嘛。
But sometimes these people refuse to listen.
那不听，其实最后受苦的是他们自己。
And if they did not listen, at the end, their suffering was caused by.
但是如果愿意听的，愿意听那个牧者的那个声音的，他们就会改变，接下去福气就跟着来了。
But those who are willing to listen and change and follow the shepherd, then their life will be blessed.
所以第二十三篇让我们看到那个牧者的特质。
So in 23, we see the unique characteristics of the shepherd.
同时要看到这个羊本分。
But we also see all the roles and responsibilities of the sheep.
就是愿意顺从这个牧者的引导。
That the sheep is willing to follow the lead of the shepherd.
那我们人如果尽了本分之后，最后一定会有福分，就是说福气一定会跟随。
So if we try our utmost, to do this, then our blessings will follow.
那这个福气是什么
？And what kind of blessings are?
你如果从不管是物质和属灵的，你就是得到这个灵粮，你可以得到饱足的。
It does not matter if it's spiritual or physical, but that you will receive spiritual food and that you will have safe.
然后在主里面得到安息啊。
And you will be have peace within
the Lord. 就是不用，你就没有忧愁，不用担心的。
Meaning you have no worries, you don't have to worry about anything.
这是静态上面来说的，就是说这个从物质或者灵性的观点来看。
And this is looking at it from a physical or spiritual point of view.
但是我们的生活，我们的信仰生活是动态的，对不对
？But our lives are constantly moving, right?
有时候我们这个出门，有时候意外，你没有。意到的、啊、没有预期的，就是有时候会有一些危险的状况发生呢。
Sometimes when you go out of our house, there are some things that would happen that might be dangerous.
但是在患难困苦当中，你看主他会帮助保护，来引导我们继续往前走。
But no matter what we encounter, the Lord will protect us and lead us so that we can continue to walk.
甚至在敌人面前，我们都不用担心。
That we do not even need to worry in front of our enemies.
他为我们摆设筵席啊。
For that he will prepare a table for us.
那如果有筵席在那边，你还要放心，放得下心来享受才行啊。
If there's a table in front of us, then we can be relaxed and enjoy the feast.
敌人在面前，然后他说你在吃，你在那边享受筵席，如果信靠不了，说那怎么吃得下呢
？For if you have a table of feast, but your life is in danger from the enemy, how can you sit down properly to eat?
所以信仰生活，我们要愿意依靠他。
So in our spiritual life, we need to learn to rely on.
这个依靠通常在患难的时候特别需要。
And especially in times of trouble.
然后你看，今天接下去主哈，他说他的杖他的竿会安慰，然后安慰我们也要愿意被他安慰嘛哈。
So the rod and the staff will comfort us, and we need to be willing to be comforted.
他是引导我们的。
He leads us.
重新把我们引回来，走到哪里？走到他这个他的殿里面来。
He lead us back into his place and house.
一生一世就有这个恩惠随着了。
So that all the days of my life, this goodness and love will follow me.
最后就回到神的这个永远的家，这个天国里。
And he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, meaning heaven.
啊，我们最后得到永生。
That we will have eternal life.
所以这个就是，听这个良牧持牲人的福分呢。
So this is the blessing of listening to the shepherd.
啊，我们今天啊，何等期待我们每一个人都能够成为啊主所爱的这些啊他的羊，小羊。
And I hope that all of us can be the sheep that follow the shepherd.
那都能够一生一世的在他的殿里面来享受他的恩惠跟慈爱。
So that we can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days, forever, and goodness and love will follow us.
我们一起来体会他的心情，来把那个迷失的羊把它找回来。
And we also have the heart of Jesus that we can find back these lost sheep.
啊，主的心啊，我们现在借着唱诗二十九首来体会。
And now that is experienced the Lord's heart by singing hymn number 29.
我们一起来唱诗二十九首。
That's in hymn 29.